Welcome to the Golf Quest. I'm your co-host, Scott Hartman.
And I'm Chris Hartman. From Pinehurst to Shinnecock Hills, we played a lot of golf together, including completing the top 100 golf courses in the world.
We've met some great people during our journey, and we're excited to share those stories with you. And now,
the Golf Quest. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Golf Quest. We have our guests today, John Kay, Jack Kay, and Jamie Dries, here with my dad and I, Scott Hartman and Chris Hartman. And we thank you for joining us. We're here to discuss more golf rounds and fun golf trips and matches we've had together over the years with these guys. So, what are you guys rocking today? Any good?
Hey, wait a minute, Chris. You didn't give them the welcome clap.
Oh, you wanted to? Do you want to start over?
That was a welcome clap. Welcome, gentlemen.
Golf clap. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Gentlemen, right. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure to be here. We have had so many life experiences together. And the opportunity to reflect on some of those times is a great feeling.
Well, you set this up perfectly, John, and we appreciate you all being here. And as you said, we spent a lot of great time together, top 100 courses, tight matches where whether it's a dollar exchanged or more, it's a little bit a little bit tense at the end. Is that right, Jack?
Not when you're winning.
Exactly. That's spoken like my partner right there. And so
well, Chris,
my dad usually being on the wrong end of it.
Hey, wait a minute. We were talking earlier. I still have Jack's pride somewhere sitting around here. I think that's what he bet on the front nine the last time we played.
Well, we'll get to that here in a little bit. But I did want to say, does anyone have any good logos they want to talk about on today? Anything that you find special? Golf logos? What are you wearing,
John?
Dad?
Recognize that one, John?
I do, yes.
Gaiman's Hall?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Chris, I've got the Shinnecock logo here from that memorable round that we played not long ago. So
absolutely.
A lot of fond memories of that day on Long Island. That was really a phenomenal round of golf, a great day overall.
Yeah, and Jamie, I'm looking right over your shoulder and seeing a flag where you got a hole in one.
That's right. That's the Headwaters flag, which I was fortunate to score with John. And this is a Kiowa flag which my wife got for me for Christmas. She put together, which is really memorable from a hole in one there last fall. So this is my little golf fiefdom here.
Wow, you must be buying a lot of people drinks with all those holes in one.
Gladly.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of golf stories.
We're together.
I do too, trust me.
Well, lots of golf stories to go around here, and we've got to start somewhere, don't we? So, hey, John, why don't we start with you and talk about, obviously, I think we played the most rounds of golf with you. Out of everyone here, but we got more to play with everyone. And, from Wade Hampton to Yeoman's Hall to Kays Valley and BCC, what's your favorite memory of some of the golf rounds that we played together? Or, what do you remember the most?
Well, Chris, first, let me frame it in this way. Thomas Jefferson, our third president, was asked very late in his life, what did it all mean? And obviously he was a man of great accomplishment, not only our third president, but having founded the University of Virginia, written a declaration, ambassador to France, and so on and so forth. So he reflected by saying, life is about relationships and experiences. May yours be extraordinary. And I'll have to say the relationships that we have built and the courses we've played and the times that we've had together have really been extraordinary. After all, who wants to lead an ordinary life? And there's been nothing ordinary about our golf. It's been inconsistent. It's been challenging. In fact, playing with Son Christopher, who's been in and out of this group of us, And on a windy day while we were both challenged, he looked at me, he said, "Dad, they ought to make convicts play this game." You know, I sentenced you to 36 holes of golf or whatever. Doesn't it feel that way sometimes? You know, you two have been more than gracious to host us at Capes Valley. The times at BCC are so unforgettable. And, you know, the caddies have all been such an important part of the life experience. The banter that goes on, particularly with you, Scott, I have, you know, I'm just, our life has been really enriched by the caddies. We've obviously had some fabulous food and wine along the way. There's no question about that. So it's been an indulgent experience that all I can say is, you know, may it continue, please.
I sure hope so.
Couldn't say it better myself, John. You know, that's a great way to start here. You know, we played some really great spots. Caves has been special. We have had some fun rounds there with some, you know, wine afterwards. But during it, there's a little bit of competition. Usually it's you and me versus my dad and Jamie. Yeah. And we're there, isn't it?
I'll have you as a partner anytime, Chris. And one of the memorable times.
Whoa, John. What?
Just so you know, Jack has been angling to take your spot.
Just move out of the way, Dad. Well, let's don't leave your home course of York out of the. That was a fabulous experience. And
wonderful Donald Ross course. Yeah. Yep. I look at it every day and I get tired of looking at it.
Well, and you know, one that a lot of people probably don't even know about that I talk about a lot is Headwaters down in, you know, in North Carolina there, the par 3 course.
Yeah.
And it always makes me wonder how so few people know about a course that almost looks like Augusta when you're out there. It's a par 3 course, you know, beautiful flowers and everything. So, you know, what can you tell us about the course a little bit more, John, just because obviously you being a member there, you know a lot about it. You know, how did it start? Why is it there? You know, what's it about?
Yeah. 25 years ago, the members of Wade Hampton, which by the way, were founded by a group of people on, as many golf courses are, on the sort of Augusta model, just a, you know, very elite private golf course with a couple of hundred members. And that done by Tom Fazio, and Fazio is a member there and has a house there as well. And a group of the members after, I guess that dates back some 40 years ago, but after about 15 years, they just, someone suggested, you know, there's a couple of hundred acres of land across this, directly across the road from us. Why don't we build a par 3 golf course? It'll help take pressure off the practice range. We can take our dogs there. We can take our wives there. We can take our children there, da da da. And there was a bit of a drumbeat, but then when the budget came in, the club said, no, we're not going to sign up for that. That would be. So two or three of the members, including Ken Langone and Scott Probasco, said, well, look, we'll do it. We'll just do it. So they organized a small group. The idea was to have 50 members. They're up to 60 members after 25 years, but they just keep it tightly at 60 members. They hired Tom Fazio. And it's as though, gentlemen, someone had a lovely English garden and then they built a par 3 golf course within the garden, because it is, of course, the growing season up there and all of the rainy weather that they have, it's the rhododendron, the mountain laurel, everything just grows and grows and grows.
It's beautiful.
And there is a fall. The origin of the name Headwaters comes from the fact that right there is the headwaters of the Chattooga River. The Chattooga River flows down through North and South Carolina and into Georgia and forms the Savannah River, which we say forms the Atlantic Ocean. So, but in any case, that's the background, and we must return there this summer. We've had the same golf professional there for, during all that time, and it's you know, they've stuck with 60 members, and you know, nephrology occasionally allows someone else to join, but Adam Messick, the golf professional, has a great stand of excellence, and it's a special place.
Yeah.
And you should tell about the Golf Digest article you had written, or you wrote, or for you. Tell about the premise of that.
Jack, thank you, Jack. A little executive summary. So I had a friend, I was playing golf there, and I had my lab with me. As you know, that we have a dog friendly policy, and so we're playing our nine holes of golf. And my lab is Kate was just, you know, trailing along beside us. And my friend said, "You know, I'm a freelance writer for Golf Digest magazine. I wonder if we could do an article on playing golf with your dog." And I said, "Well, actually, that's a," and he said, "Would you work with me on it?" I said, "Actually, that's a subject I love." I was first introduced to it when Jack and I and his brother Christopher were living in London, and we went out to Sunningdale as a guest, and we saw people with a Jack Russell, a Basset Hound, a lab on the golf course, and it seemed to work rather well. So my friend Spencer Deering wrote an article called Dog Day Afternoon, and it was a feature article on Golf Digest has a sort of a sister magazine called, what is it? I don't know whether Golf Digest Light or something. I don't know. But anyway, it was an article, that, a feature article appeared on playing golf with your dog.
That's very cool. We love dogs. I remember one when we played the European Golf Club in Ireland, this dog came out of nowhere and followed us for, I don't know, 10, 12 holes. And it almost felt like somebody had, one of your old golfing friends had been resurrected into this dog and was just your partner.
Well, you know, Scott, speaking of wildlife, you know, I'm a real birder. This weekend I played a member guest at a golf course called MacArthur. MacArthur, named for the MacArthur dairy. There was a dairy farm. And
it's the milk jug, right?
Yeah, two friends of mine, two brothers, bought that and hired Tom Fazio and built a fabulous golf course called MacArthur. And they've recently added another 18-hole in the 1,000 acres called Backyard. Well, I was playing Backyard this weekend, and they had sandhill cranes there, these majestic birds flying. You know, they stand about 5 feet tall. So part of the golf experience is the wildlife. And 2 years ago here at the Everglades Club in Palm Beach, I hit an errant ball over close to the only house. There's only one house on that's near the golf course. And I happened to glance over beyond a gated area into this lushly, beautifully planted garden. And there stood a full-grown coyote. We were able to get photographs of it. And of course, the club sent trappers out to try to find it. They never did find it. But you never know when you're playing golf. If I've seen an otter on the course. I've seen foxes. I've seen, you know, lots of bird life. And frankly, you know, you're immersed in nature when you're playing golf. And that's thankful. And you can let an expletive fly if you need to. And so that's one of the beauties of golf.
It absolutely is. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Dad, do you remember when we were at Caves and you had a dog pick your ball up and run off with it?
I do. One of the people that lives on the course, his dog came running down, and all I heard from my caddy was, "Watch out." And the next thing I know, this dog flies by me, grabs my ball, picks it up, and takes off. I was hoping he would get closer to the hole, but
yeah,
that didn't happen. I did get my ball back eventually. And John, I did want to just clarify now, in Palm Beach, coyotes. Now, I knew they had cougars there, but they got coyotes there too.
Indeed. You wonder, you know, we are on an island, so it had to either swim across or come across a very busy, you know, six-lane bridge. So, you know, you wonder.
They find their way.
That's cool. And down there, you've got the Turkish geese?
Yeah, these are Egyptian geese.
Egyptian geese. And you've got lots of them. A few thousand miles. Okay.
Yeah, these Egyptian geese. Yeah. It's a wildlife sanctuary.
Yeah. So,
well, I was going to say, well, let's talk a little bit about a few other courses that we've done. Maybe Jack and Jamie here. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but we finished off our top 100 last year with you two. You know, just a few small courses that we finished on. Number 99, National Golf Links. Oh, I happen to have the history book right here.
Yeah, and, I'll go tonight.
And, you know, let's talk a little bit about that. What do you guys think about that experience? If you haven't played it before, or if you have, you know, what was it like? Did you guys have a good time?
Well, Jamie, I'll just jump in. God, we had, you know, so September 21st and 22nd, number 99 at the National.
Mm-hmm.
Number 100 at Shinnecock, a Thursday and a Friday in the fall. You two guys, I mean, first of all, it's so fun to be out on the course with you because you just have such a love for the game and it's just infectious. So, you know, they said about Bobby Jones, the people he played with, he made them play better. They played better golf because they played with Bobby. I didn't play better with you guys. That didn't happen. But
were we too serious? We were not, were we?
I think it was our games that brought him down.
But I did have more fun. It was just so fun to be out there because you love every aspect of the game, the camaraderie, the competition, the each shot, the landscape.
Occasional drink at the turn.
The drinks. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess those 2 days, a lot of good memories. My favorite was, so let me set the scene, John, for you, having not been there. We're on the 18th hole of Shinnecock, okay? 18th. So this is it. This is the 100th, 18th hole. 18 years are coming to conclusion right here. It is a beautiful day. Of course, we're coming up to the clubhouse. There's a big gallery of people having lunch, and it's Shinnecock on a Friday afternoon. Behind us is President Obama and Mayor Bloomberg. So this is setting the scene. So we tee off. We have some pretty good tee shots. We're all in the fairway. Chris is, I think, about 180 yards from the pin.
Yeah.
And he gets over the ball. This is a big deal. President's watching, the gallery's watching. He hits the ball really well, struck it well. The green's elevated, goes up to the green, lands on the green. It's a really good shot. It's the wrong green.
It's the wrong green.
It's the wrong green. It's not the 18th. It's like the fifth one.
Caddy error, Jack. You know that.
Yeah, I don't know how he couldn't figure out it was a dog leg left. He thinks it's a straight hole up the hill to the clubhouse. He played that hole already, didn't he?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I birdied that hole. That was the worst part.
What? Apparently.
So I ended up on 9 green. Thanks, Jack. I thought we were partners, but you know, you're back in.
I said it was a shot.
That's a funny story. Yeah.
So, Jamie, how'd you feel being the first group to tee off at Shinnecock in the morning as the sun's coming up? You've got a president and a mayor of New York City behind us somewhere. And how about that feeling standing up there?
Well, that couldn't have been a more amazing day. I mean, the weather that day was phenomenal. We could not have asked for a better day. I think playing a course like that and realizing what a special experience it is to have weather like that day was just more than you could have ever hoped for. And what a great round of golf that was. I mean, what a spectacular course. And just to be able to share that together was really a memorable experience, both on the golf course, having lunch afterwards. I mean, I thought the, and just being surrounded by so many people at the course there. But what an amazing experience that was to be there on that day at that time. I feel like we've played a lot of really special golf courses together, and that was spectacular in a, that it was the course that it was, but also the day that it was, and the fact that it meant so much for it to be the 100th, you know, the final course on that day. I was just really honored to be there and to be a part of that.
And we were happy to have you both there. That was, it really was a special day, and you know, doing it with two guys that we love to play golf with. We hadn't played with Jack yet until the day before, but you know, we had a great time, and we'd played a lot with John, and he only had great things to say about you, Jack. And then we met you and found out, you know, he does tell the truth.
Sometimes.
But, you know, I did think he was setting us up when we got there, and our member was Mr. Guest.
Oh, and, that's right.
And if there's ever a setup, that had to have been it, right?
Yeah, we, you were a guest of a guest.
Yes, we were. And so that was a funny one for us too, because we're going, wait, are we just like sneaking onto this course and just trying to get on as Mr. Guest, and how's this going to work? But it all turned out, and like you said, Jamie, I mean, it was perfect weather, the greens were rolling, and we had a great time, and our caddies were fantastic. And John, you mentioned how caddies have played such a huge role. We had some really fun caddies, if you guys remember.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it so enriches the whole golf experience. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And we could look back to the day before, because you can see National from being up on a hill at Shinnecock. So it was like we were replaying, you know, what a great couple of days. The next day it rained sideways, if you remember. They were saying the weather was coming in. So as a Hartman's rule, we got in right before the storms came, and what a fantastic finish. And Jamie, since you were my golf partner, I don't think we lost to them. I think we tied them perhaps, but you know, Chris did remind me the other day, do you know what I shot that day on the last course, the top 100 course, what I shot? John, you want to take a guess?
I would say you shot a 79.
Oh. You're such a good friend, John. You are.
That's what
you're
Jack,
nine, John?
Jack, do you want to chime in here? You probably remember what I shot.
I think it was mid 80s, 86, 84.
Oh, you guys are all so kind. Chris, if Chris was reminding me, you ought to know it wasn't that great of a score. I literally shot 100 on the 100.
You did? I didn't remember.
You can't write that stuff, right? You just can't write these things. Look at a scorecard, it's 100. Oh, yeah. Crap. Yeah.
So after shooting a round like that, I turned to my playing partner and said, it's not that I'm not capable of playing better golf than this. It's just that I never have.
I need more of your quotes, John. You send me some every day.
Well, if you want to go back to National for a minute too, I don't know how much you guys remember of that course, but I haven't seen some crazier greens than we played there. That's the thing that still gets me, is that I thought that it wasn't super difficult off the tee, but going into the greens, especially on the back nine, if you remember, like some of them were just pretty wild. And it, you know, it was like you'd hit it 5 feet short of the pin and suck it off the front like 30 feet.
Yeah.
And
it really has quite a Scottish feel to me. And of course, you know, you've got that wonderful windmill as a giant windmill, which apparently some members suggested they might do that and build it. And so the club went and built it, and they stuck the bill in his locker and said, and you pay for it.
It's funny how that works. It's still there. He must have paid for it then.
Yeah, how about I mean, that lunch? How about that lunch and drinks on the deck at Nashville? Oh, does that get any better than that?
We were starting out at lunch eating lobster, and I don't think we ever stopped eating lobster up there. The clubhouse service food experience, two unique clubhouses, very different, National and Shinnecock.
And if you remember,
and I must say, John C. Smith is a hell of a good host.
Great host. Yeah. We sat out on the back and afterwards had some cocktails and just listen to other golf banter going on and looking at the 18th hole, which is, that's a beautiful hole. I really admired the finishing hole.
Up that hill, that finishing hill hole, is really spectacular.
Yeah. Well, and you guys know that the local drink is a South Side. So makes the better South Side? Nashville or Shinnecock?
Oh, I think it's National. They're very protective.
Let's go back and have a taste test.
Like the way you think, John. Maybe when it's just a touch warmer, though. What do you think?
Good idea.
Well, we also had a little bit of a memorable round recently playing with your other son, John Christopher, down at Ocean Forest, where he honorably, I guess, relieved you of your membership there. Is that what I heard?
He did. He did. Yeah. He relieved me of my membership.
Hey, don't you talk to Chris about any of that stuff then, okay? I know what will happen next to me.
Well, actually, a funny story about that. So part of it was because I was not able to get there more than once or twice a year. I thought, well, you know, he's close by and he could certainly get there and he's a finer golfer than I am. So I thought, well, and I can always go as a guest. And I thought their policy was pretty loose about whether you played with a member or not. I mean, after all. But I was down there on a busy weekend on 4th of July or something, and he wasn't around, but I had him make a call, and they informed me that you cannot play unaccompanied on the course. And I thought, oh, my God, what have I done here? What have I done?
Well,
there's plenty of challenge on Ocean Forest, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A little funny.
Was the wind blowing when you played there?
No, it wasn't bad. Jack, what do you have to add to John's comments here? It looked like you wanted to say something.
No, I was just going to say, a couple of years ago, more than a couple, but not too long ago, he called up and he said, Jack, I'm not getting to Ocean Forest much. I just don't get down to Sea Island as much. We spend so much time in Florida and Virginia. And I looked into if I could transfer the membership at Ocean Forest. And I can transfer it to one of my sons. And so I've been thinking a lot about this, and I'm excited to tell you that I'm transferring it to Christopher. What the hell? That's literally how that conversation went.
Just wait till you read his will someday.
That's right. Good comment.
That's not very nice.
You were going to have to pay the monthly dues, and Christopher would.
What happened to primer genitor?
You know, you really could have gotten him, John, though, if you had said, like, I am transferring it to Catherine. Jamie would have appreciated it.
Great golf course.
It is a great golf course, and we had a fun match there with Christopher, and since he's not on here, we can say whatever we want about him. He was a great host, and we enjoyed getting to meet him and play with him. He was my dad's partner. Jack and I teamed up again. On the front nine, we made them feel good about themselves, and we were playing for pride, allowed them to, win by a couple holes or whatever it was. And, it really didn't matter that much. And then, should we play for some money on the back nine? Yeah, sure. Let's play for some money on the back nine. And you remember how that went, Jack, don't you?
I do.
And didn't you guys have to use a press word just to even get close? That means you were losing.
Well, it's all called a setup, right?
I think it's called a binary. You either won or you lost.
What do they say? It doesn't matter whether you win by an inch or a mile. A win is a win. Well, we're playing. We had a great battle, right? And we did end up having to press them. And we had a brief conversation on that. I mean, lots of money on the line, you know, really, you know, potential emptying of the wallet there, right, Jack?
Hundreds of cents.
To be exact, 100 cents. 100 cents.
Yep. And I do want to remind you, gentlemen, that betting money does not have a home.
So I've learned through the years, John. I think you've got some of mine somewhere parked in your one of your homes.
But that's what makes it all fun, and we had a great time. Ended up, Jack and I won a dollar off of those two, which, you know, counts as way more than a dollar. I mean, with the, you know, with the way it matters to us, right? They wouldn't sign them, though. I don't know if you asked, Jack, but I couldn't get my dad to sign it.
No, it's framed. It's actually just out of the screen.
I'll take a framed dollar bill back from you. Don't worry.
That was a great day, though. And, you know, they had just redone the course. I had not played it. Well, I'd only played nine since they'd redone it. I'd not played the full 18. And they, you know, lowered the greens a little bit and took up the cart paths and made it more natural. And it's so well done, really well done.
A few of the greens were some pretty wild ones, kind of like National, where I was like, wow, I wouldn't have expected anyone to design them like this. If I remember nine with the I call it a wavy green.
John, you would be proud of me there. I pulled out all the different shots to try to beat them. And on the very first hole, I was out in the middle of the fairway, great spot. And then I thinned it a little bit, my second shot that ended up skipping across the water, out of the bunker, onto the green, and I got my two putter and I got my par.
Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Golf guards were looking at for you.
That was my start, and somewhere back on the back when it was getting tight, I had a decent drive on the par four. My second shot hit this limb that was hanging out in front of me. My third shot, I hit the pin, and it rolled backwards. And my fourth shot, I nailed it for a par again. I saw some faces, some jaws drop again, wondering what was happening.
Just so you guys know, I am in the midst of creating the golf card that does have the details of the round on it so that everyone can keep track of things like this, because I really feel like, you know, those shots shouldn't count as much as a normal one.
They should count double.
It was impressive.
Yeah, you know what? You have those good holes and those crazy holes, but you know, they all show up kind of the same way when you count your strokes, put them on the scorecard. Nobody can see what happened in between, right?
Well, one that always gets me is when we go play Baltimore Country Club with Jamie and John, and that, what is it, the fifth or sixth hole where you have to drive, you know, you always tell me, drive it over like this barn that's sitting right there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it might be the hardest shot to visualize I think I've ever had, because you really can't see anything behind it. And there's a lot of trust that goes into hitting that shot because I could see some windows getting broken.
That barn's been hit before. It is the sixth hole, fittingly named the barn hole. And you're right. It's probably from the tee box, maybe a 225 carry or 230 carry over the tree on the corner, but you have the ability to go left of that. And obviously there's a huge risk reward of doing that. But if you pull it off, there's certainly a tremendous reward from it. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think it's shots like that that make course is so much fun, that just make you think differently and make you, you know, consider taking a different path and heaping the rewards from it. But it's fun. It's fun to play with guys that can hit the ball like that, that, you know, that can bring that shot into play some. And Chris, you certainly can do that.
I bring a lot of stuff into play.
Fun tee shot.
Well, you guys aren't going to believe this, but I just got a new driver and it added 15 yards of carry to my drives. So
is it an XXIO? Is
that it's a PXG. It's PXG well, now, Black
I'm,
Ops.
I'm always is it legal is the question.
Hey, listen, there's no drug testing or testing of clubs here, right? Legal is, you know, there's no lawyers on the call. So we'll leave it at that. But yeah, it is supposed to be legal, and it was pretty interesting trying it out. So the technology keeps advancing, doesn't it?
John, I'm with you. I like this.
Hit it off the tee. It still comes down to making a putt. I mean, it always ends with a putt, which I guess is the great equalizer for those of us that can't do that. But that's what keeps guys like Scott and me in the game, and gives us a chance to win in the end.
Hey, you know, we try to give you a little bit of chance every now and then, right, John?
Absolutely.
And you know, Jack and I too, we you know, every now and then we kind of back it down a couple gears, but we know how to turn it on when it matters. So we'll have to get some more matches going here in the near future. But before we sign off, you know, because of, you know, knowing John for a long time and his love for history, I figured I'd end you guys with a trivia question that's based on a little history here. So, do you know what the oldest golf course in America is that we played on our top 100 golf list? And do you know how many holes it originally had?
Well, I do know that golf was first played in America at the Savannah Golf Club, 1794. Mm-hmm. And there are other courses that Charleston would claim it, and so were others. But no, I don't know what oldest in America.
Anyone have a guess?
No.
No guess.
Not a good one.
So it was Shinnecock.
Oh, really? Oh God. Really?
And it was built in 1891. It's the oldest one on our list of top 100 courses.
Yeah.
And top 100. It had 12 holes when it started.
Hmm. Wow.
And it also has the oldest clubhouse in America.
I love that clubhouse.
That's spectacular. Clubhouse.
Yeah. Special place. And one other thing that's a pretty fun fact that I feel like you appreciate, it's the first country club or first club to admit women as members. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Very forward looking. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a special place. It's it was number 100 on our list, 9/22/23. Right. Yeah. We had a great time there, and we've had a great time with all of you at some really fantastic golf courses. And it really, as much as it's about, you know, playing the golf courses, it's spending time with you all and spending time with my dad, because it's just it's a fantastic time that we enjoy it. We enjoy the camaraderie. We enjoy a little bit of trash talk. You know, I always know that John at some point is going to say that pressure is a privilege. when we're over a putt or something like that. And, you know, he's absolutely right in that regard. That pressure is a privilege. And who was that? Billie Jean King that said that too?
That's right. A tennis player.
And so it is something that I'll always remember, is playing golf with you guys. And what's, you know, I think we need to do more of it. What do you think?
I agree with that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, the quote I remember, I can't remember what was it. Was it Jack or Chris when we were down there at Ocean Forest as well, given that we're Yankees? And I was saying, man, those no-see-ums are coming out. They're all over my arms. And Jack, what's the saying? That's the way we keep the Yankees out of our good space or something. How's that go?
That might have been Christopher who said that.
I thought they called those the Yankee inhibitors, Scott. The Yankee inhibitors.
No,
Yankee inhibitors.
They're called Yankee inhibitors, they used to always tell us.
The crazy stuff you remember and the fun times. But again, we do this as with the families, the dinners, the brothers, sisters, parents. You know, that it's a family golf experience. And John, you and your family have been fabulous friends through the years on golf courses and at the dinner table and also at the bar. So let's keep this going.
Well, gentlemen, we highly value the long-term friendship, for sure.
Well, thank you all for joining us here and as we said, we're going to, you know, play some more golf together, and maybe we'll have to get back on the golf quest and talk about it a little bit more. So
it'll be
then
a
I'll
pleasure.
Give the pride back to you too. How's that?
So with that, I'll say, you know, thank you again for joining us, you know, John, Jack, and Jamie, and it was great talking with you. And until next time, you know, this is the Golf Quest. So golf clap out. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We'll see you next time on
The Golf Quest.